Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, welcome to another Spirit Connection. Doug Addison here, September 23rd, 2020. And I got a word of encouragement for you and some instructions of what to do right now during the season we're in. And this is a time that the heavens are open in a greater way. It's called the Days of Awe, the Jewish holidays, Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year, and Yom Kippur, which actually is this Sunday, September 27th. And this is a time when the books of heaven are opened. It's not meant to be a time of judgment, but celebration. And I want to talk more about that in this episode. But first, Lord, we pray that you would open the books of heaven over us. We pray that we would hear your voice. We pray for the coronavirus and the cure for COVID-19. And we pray for those who have lost their jobs and those who are discouraged right now. Lord, lift people up. I pray for just a release from heaven on earth as it is in heaven. Bring heaven to earth right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is the time of the year our lives get examined. And historically, the Jewish people believe that God examines our lives during the time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's for the purposes of spiritual advancement, maybe to a promotion to a new spiritual level. You know, whether you're aware of it or not, it doesn't matter. God's doing this. This is happening right now. We're no longer under the law of Moses, but God is still on the Jewish calendar. He's on quite a few different calendars. So get on your calendar if you let him. But he operates during this time, and this is a time that you can hear God. The next few weeks and months, maybe, don't be legalistic about it. You know, if you like to listen to this and you didn't miss anything, God's outside of time. He's going to bless you no matter what. Here's what it's written about this time on Wikipedia.org. According to Jewish tradition, God inscribes each person's fate for the coming year into a book, the Book of Life, on Rosh Hashanah. And he waits until Yom Kippur to seal that verdict. And God opens the Book of Life over each of us every year during this time. And actually happens what's coming up shortly after this, is called the Feast of Tabernacles. And the actual Book of Life gets opened over you during that time. But I don't want to get all hung up on dates and times. The biggest thing is relationship with the Lord, and listening to his voice. And God examines our lives during this time. And that is not a judgment. It's not meant to examine you, to correct you, or anything like that. A lot of people have a faulty understanding of the voice of the Father. But honestly, the Lord's moving something right now. I can just really see this happening. He's moving on you to move into this season. The dreams are going to increase right now. The ability to hear the Lord's voice is increasing right now. Let me talk about the books of life, or the books of heaven, and it includes the Book of Life. And most people don't really recognize this, so you start looking at it. It's all over the Bible. In Psalm 139:16, your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days ordained for me were written before one of them came to be. And that's your Book of Life, Psalm 139:16. Now, don't get all hung up on some people think, oh, that's predestination. I can't change anything. Oh, yes, you can. You can change right now. And when you start to change today, then, like, you get healed of the past. It changes your present. Every time you change the present, you change the future. So it applies right now. You can change right now. Even if it's a 1 degree of change, it's going to change your future. So our books that we're talking about, there's different books in the Bible. There's different spiritual books. These are spiritual. But there's different ones. They're talking about the higher calling on you. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. It also contains the good deeds or things that we've done or credited as righteousness, according to Hebrews 10. And it's also a place where God does not record our sins. And actually, 1 John 1, 9 says this, and also Isaiah 43, 25, your sins are not recorded. When you confess your sins, they are blotted out, and they are not in this type of book. So we're dealing with the books of heaven, and understanding the books of heaven, it helps you to understand. Like we all have a personal book of life. Also, our book can contain our higher callings, the things that we are called to do, and each day God can shift it. I actually, there was a time when I was asking the Lord to show me what's in my book of life today. And I want to just come into agreement with it. I'm not in that season right now. I'm in a season of interacting at a higher level with different things about destiny. But you can have more than one book. There's a lot of books. There's scrolls, Ezekiel 3:3. And he said to me, son of man, eat this scroll that I give you and fill your stomach with it. So the Bible contains a lot of references to scrolls and books. These are spiritual. They're not physical books. It might cause you to write a physical book, but these are books of destiny. They're assignments, things that the Lord is calling you to do or people to help. It doesn't necessarily have to be one thing. It could be just, you know, an assignment for the next few weeks. Maybe it's a bigger assignment. So there's books over cities, over God's greater purposes, over nations. And when your book opens in Revelation, prophecy, dreams, things like that from the Lord start to flow. The Lord will close it for a season. We've been in a season where some things got closed off. And, you know, as God opens the book, it helped to understand this, that there's a book called the Lamb's Book of Life. It's Revelation 21:27, those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So there is that type of book. There's your personal book, which is the Book of Life over you. That's the Psalm 139:16. But then again, there's some assignments as well. And God wants to give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4, I will give you the desires of your heart. But it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and I will give you the desires of your heart. So as your heart becomes more in alignment with the Lord, and you work on the things of the soul, and work on the things that are tripping you up, then you can get greater levels of anointing, authority, assignments, things like that. God will start to unleash those things over you. And then as the Lord opens this up, it's like a connect the dots drawing, I always say. Then it starts taking you into a greater level of your life calling. And it takes quite a few different things to pull together into that greater one. But let's take a look at some different books and how to get these things open. Revelation 10:9. And so the angel asked John when he was in this, he said, give me this scroll. And they said, take it and eat it. So it's very similar to what we saw in Ezekiel as well. It's in the New Testament in the book of Revelation. Is the Lord might give you something of revelation. Whether you see it in a dream or not, it does exist. It's understanding. There's actually books in the New Testament as well. It's not just an Old Testament thing. Philippians 4:3 talked about their understanding of the book of life. And when these women, Paul said this, when these women who had contended by my side for the cause of the gospel, he's talking about these co-workers. He said their names are written in the book of life. Now, this was before John had his revelation encounter where they talked about the Lamb's book of life. So, in other words, throughout the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, there was an understanding that there are books of life, and we've kind of gotten away from it. There's the book of life, and also there's books in the Bible. Sometimes revelation or even assignments or greater callings can get sealed up. And we'll see this in Isaiah 29:11. For the whole vision is nothing but words sealed in a scroll. And if you would give the scroll to someone to read it, they will answer, I can't, it's sealed. God will walk us through seasons of sealed revelation. I believe we're in one right now. We're in a time of sealed revelation over the end times and different things like that. We're moving into this time. I don't think it's what people might think, and because it's anything that causes you to pull back and not do the work you know, of the kingdom, I believe is probably a revelation that's off. But we need to not sit back and wait for a rapture. We need to be active, in other words, what I'm trying to say. And Daniel 12:4, Gabriel said this to Daniel. He says, roll it up, Daniel. Seal the words of this scroll until the times of the end. So we do have sealed revelation that's not revealed yet. We have it in the book of Revelation, in Revelation 10 verse 4. The seven thunders spoke and the angel said, seal it up. Seal. So there's revelation that, you know, these are bigger things about talking about the end times, but there's also revelation over your life. Because if this was happening anywhere in the Bible, it actually happens over you personally. In other words, if it's a big thing, it could also point out the smaller thing. So this is a season right now. God's going to start to reveal what was sealed. And here's how to do it. Let me give you some tips. Do your best to not have things in common with the enemy. John 14:30, Jesus said this about Satan. He said, the ruler of this world is coming, but he has found nothing in me. And it takes time to get there. You don't, all of us, takes time to get rid of our soul wounds or generational things. And so we can break through these things. I'm going to give you some breakthrough strategies right now to be able to move into this season. I talk a lot about this, about the three-chord attack, but it's Ecclesiastes 4:12. Though one can be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. So if you're by yourself right now, I know that we're in a time of isolation, but at the same time, I know that I'm social distancing, but I'm not alone. I'm on the phone. I'm on text. You know, I'm coming into agreement with people through text and through email and praying. So if you're by yourself in a problem, in other words, you can be overpowered. Two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. You need to get a three-chord strand around you with some of the things, especially right now. And there's principles that come together like this. The enemy also tries to attack us the same way. I'm going to give you three things that he's doing right now. It's a three-chord attack. He's attacking in fear, against love, and judgments. And so the attack of fear, you know, men's heart failing them for, this is what Jesus said in Luke 21:26, for the things are coming on the earth and the powers are being shaken. It's men's heart failing for fear of these things, not because of the things. It's fear. You need to get the spirit of fear out. It contains tormentors as well, by the way. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear involves torment. And those who fear are not made perfect. Perfect love will align you with heaven. And that's what I was saying about attack number two, is to get you out of perfect love. Jesus said, love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. So that's the second. The third attack is against judging others. It's causing us to judge. Do not judge, or you too will be judged, Jesus says. So we can break these things right now. Lord, we pray that you would break off the plan of the enemy. We pray that you would open the books of heaven. We bind the spirit of fear. We bind the spirit of not having love and the spirit of judgments. We also ask that you would open our books during this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo! I can feel the power and the presence of the Lord on this. My ministry is Enlight Connection, DougAddison.com. We're turning 19 this month. 19 years ago, Linda and I started Enlight Connection, so we're doing a 20% off a flash sale. Go to DougAddison.store/birthday or DougAddison.com/birthday. Go there and we'll do a 20% off sale to help you move to this next level. There's some workshops in there if you want to take a look at them, how to learn to discern God's voice. People wonder how to know the difference between yourself, Satan, and the Lord. And I did a workshop on this, DougAddison.com/discern. You can get 20% off right now. Also, I have the How to Get Aligned, How to Understand Times and Seasons. You'll see this in there, a few different things. Consider donating to us, or just go to DougAddison.com/give. As well, follow me on the internet, my daily prophetic word, #dailyprophetic, or download the Doug Addison app. You'll find it in the App Store or Google Play. I believe God's doing something new. I'm excited. I hope you are too. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.